Conversation and updates from the sports world.
Sports talk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Hamza Saraswat. I am your host for Sports Talk, and today I'm going to start the show by talking about Dallas's local basketball team, the Dallas Mavericks. In the 2020-2021 NBA season, they finished with the fifth seed in the Western Conference with a record of 42 wins and 30 losses. They had high expectations coming into the season after they had taken the Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers, six games in the previous season's playoffs. But they had a rough start dealing with a lot of injuries, to Kristaps Porzingis, and they had a lot of COVID complications. Jalen Brunson was out for a period of time. Josh Richardson, their offseason acquisition, was out for a period of time due to COVID. Not necessarily that they had, gotten COVID, but they were in contact. And if they're in contact, then you have to go through a lot of testings, and it could take up to 2 weeks. And even then, say a player got COVID, even if they came back, they were pretty much a shell of themselves. One example I could use is Dennis Schroeder of the Los Angeles Lakers. Towards the end of the season, he did get COVID. And when he came back in the playoffs, he just wasn't the same player. Though the Dallas Mavericks did come into form at the right time, and they were in that big battle between the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th seed, obviously with the implementation of the new play-in tournament, which saw the 7th seed and the 8th seed play for the 7th seed spot, and the 8th seed play the winner of the 9th and 10th seed for the 8th seed spot. It was a bit confusing, but after I had it explained to me a few times over, after watching some sports shows, I got it. But the Mavericks were in that big race, and they came into form at the right time in the season. They got the 5th seed, which was best case scenario for them. The Trailblazers got the 6th seed, and the Los Angeles Lakers, which was a big, big storyline towards the end of this NBA season. The Los Angeles Lakers were in the play-in tournament. They had to play the Golden State Warriors for a spot in the playoffs. Now, in the regular season, Luka Doncic, number 77, the face of the Dallas Mavericks, he averaged 27.7 points, 8 rebounds, and 8.6 assists per game. Kristaps Porzingis, his supposed second star, we will get into that later in the segment, averaged 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 1.6 assists per game. Now, the real question after this year's playoffs is Porzingis really a second star? But as I said before, we will get into that. Now, going into the playoffs, the Mavericks were matched up with the Los Angeles Clippers again for the second time in 2 years. The fourth seed, the Clippers were the fourth seed. And it was a very, very odd series, to say the least. First off, the Mavericks won the first two games out of the best of seven. They won the first two games in LA. All right. It's very weird. If you don't know who the LA Clippers are, they are favored, or they have been favored, to win the championship ever since Kawhi Leonard and Paul George went there 2 years ago. Now, last year in the series between the Mavs and Clippers, there was a lot of physical play. Kristaps Porzingis was ejected in game 3, I believe. There was, some video surfacing of Marcus Morris of the Clippers stepping on Luka's already injured ankle. I'm not saying that was intentional, but it looked pretty bad on the Clippers' part. So there is some bad blood between these two teams. Now, going into the series, as I said before, the Mavericks won the first two games in LA. The Clippers bounced back with Kawhi showing that he is a top five player in the league. They bounce back, winning the next two games in Dallas. This is a very interesting fact. This is the first series in NBA history where in the first six games, the home team lost every single game. Very interesting. I mean, that was just an interesting fact I thought I'd throw in there. The series did go to game seven, and the Clippers unfortunately cleaned the Mavericks up, winning the first home game of the series.
Let's take a short break. You've been listening to Sports Talk with Hamza Saraswat on Muslim Radio Dallas.
ICNA Relief USA seeks to alleviate human suffering by providing caring and compassionate service to victims of adversities and survivors of disasters. Our projects include hunger prevention, Muslim family services, disaster relief, transitional housing, and health services. To support these projects, visit ICNARelief.org. ICNA Relief.
Sports Talk. Welcome back to Sports Talk. I am your host, Hamza Saraswat. Getting right back into it, now the Mavericks season is over, but what about their offseason?
Now, there's some questions in the offseason. Is Porzingis a real second option? Which personally, I believe he isn't. I think they need to get another scorer, another player that can really create his own shot and maybe run the offense. Because a big part of this series with the Clippers is that Luka, he would play amazing for the first three quarters, and it seemed almost as if he was gassed in the fourth quarter, or he just simply, he was making the right passes, he just didn't have the players around him to make those shots that he, like, they were open shots. And I'm not saying Dorian Finney-Smith is a bad player. I'm not saying Tim Hardaway Jr. is a bad player. I'm not saying Jalen Brunson is a bad player. But I feel like they need another all-star or borderline all-star, you know, another 20 to 25 point a game player. And I know that's, they don't just like grow on trees, but I feel like that would really take them over the edge. And honestly, after they got eliminated, the one problem I knew that the Dallas, like that Dallas had, you know, figured out was their coaching. And surprisingly, Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, stepped down. Then we also have the general manager, Donnie Nelson, who was with the team for a long time. He helped construct those early, early 2000s Dallas Maverick teams, the one in 2005 or 2006 that went to the finals, lost to the Heat, the one in 2011 that eventually beat LeBron and his big three in Miami. That was the Mavericks' last championship. And he even drafted Luka. So it's just a big turnaround. There is a lot of question marks in the franchise. There's a lot of question marks of who they're going to hire. There's some rumors I heard floating around. Does Luka want to trade? Is Porzingis even worth keeping, even though they signed him to that big contract? What is his trade value? There's a lot of questions for the Dallas Mavericks. And with the draft only a month away, I feel like there's going to be a lot of news coming out about this team. Hopefully it's all good news, because even though I am from New York, I'm living in Dallas right now, I am a Mavericks fan. So, Bismillah, let's see what the Dallas Mavericks pull off. Thank you for listening to the first episode of
Sports Talk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.